Welcome to Bounce with Zanella Morrison, the podcast that has conversations with extraordinary, ordinary people. So you're listening to Bounce with me, Zanella Morrison. Isn't that just a fantastic name? Bounce. I'm starting to really like live into it. I'm starting to like it. So one of the reasons that I think I was propelled to do this podcast is us chatting to a young woman on LinkedIn. She had left corporate to start her own business. Her name is Dikeledi. I'll tell you her name because I'm hoping to have her in studio. Now, Dikeledi wrote on LinkedIn at a point where she woke up one morning and she just felt exhausted. She felt that she'd been doing it for 8 years. She had not made much traction and she was ready to give up. And her daughter said, but you can't give up because you're not done yet. You know you're not done yet. There's so much more that you still have to do. Dikeledi was torn between, what am I doing to my family, my husband, our future? If I keep on being an entrepreneur and I'm not successful, I keep on banging on, is this just not fair, you know, to my children? So I wrote to her and I said, look, I'd love to engage. I have been in and out of corporate many times, mainly because I drive my career based on what I need at that time. So there have been times where I've needed to be home and to be more available because I have a young baby. I don't want to be working 16 hours, not sleeping, and I've got a little one in the house. I wanted to be there many a times when I had my many children. And literally, I've moved in and I've moved out, but I've managed to do that successfully quite a few times. So I've gone out and I've started a little business. I would consult because I'd amassed so many skills as well. I had options on what to sell and how to sell it. And by the way, I also know how to sell, I think. Not necessarily sell like crazy, but sell enough to get good business. And there are lots of challenges to being an entrepreneur because while you're doing the business, you're not selling. You know, then you're trying to collect on your fees and then you're selling and then you're living off gas because people are not paying and then you busy with the next client and some clients just don't understand why they've got to pay you for your time all the time and not just when they feel like it or not just based on what they contracted because they're using more of your time. But I've had the most incredible experiences. I've run a consulting practice. I've built one. I've worked for other consulting practices. I've really had quite a varied career. Then I've also gone into corporate and I believe, you know, because I'm an entrepreneur, knocked the lights out on delivery. And then sometimes you sort of like think, I really don't want to live this life any longer. I'm okay with this. And something else comes up. Right now, at the age of 45, I feel like I'm in the best place ever in my life where I can now stop. I can stop and I can give back and I can share everything that I've learned, which I don't think is actually the only thing that I want to share or the thing that I want to share. I want to bring you people that'll share their stories. I've got a knack for having conversations and making people relax and really tell it like it is. One of the real problems that I have found in my own life is the lack of support, the lack of knowing how things are going to be done or need to be done because we don't have that mom and that dad who's been in corporate or that aunt or that sister or anybody who sort of worked in corporate who sort of you can have conversations with that make sense. I mean, my parents, I can't go to them and speak to them about any decision that I need to make because they just don't have the framework to help me to make that decision. You know, they'll do the best they can and they pray for me. They're prayer warriors for all their children. But I've had to literally navigate this on the seat of my pants. I think it's the saying. It's not a very sexy saying. I wish there was another one. But I've just had to navigate this literally on the seat of my pants. I've made the craziest decisions. Looking back, I don't think I made the best decisions, but I didn't make the worst decisions either. I had to make sure that I earned a living so that I could support at home. I had to educate myself. I had to make sure that, you know, I was the beginning and the end of not only my life, but a couple of people's lives back at home as well, including my parents. So I don't think I've done too badly to have amassed all the things that I have. The only thing that I think that I didn't do enough of was live a little, you know, enjoy life, have fun. I'm now at a stage where I can actually pause and I can share and I can bring other stories to you and I can live better. So part of my own journey is to reconstruct this life that now I believe I have option to do that. You know, somebody always says to me, we always have options. I haven't always felt like I had options. And I don't think we always have options. I think life is complex and we dealt a particular set of cards and we do the best that we can with those cards.
I need to stop drinking coffee. I literally chugged a whole lot of coffee before I came in, and it's putting a frog in my throat. But I think life just really deals you a particular set of cards, and you have got to make the most of those cards. Is I'm a fiery, red hot driver, and I drive not only myself, but I drive all those around me. So you will hear that driving style, that push and just achieve your best and your biggest objectives. That is what I hope that this is about. This is about giving back, teaching you how to navigate life and also just to bounce, because there's so many things that happen that we cannot control that are coming from external, but we have the control within ourselves, the locus of control within ourselves that helps us to direct what we do about the things that happen around us, because it doesn't matter actually what happens around you. It's how you react, how you navigate, how you stand up, face it, go through it, and get to the other side. And oftentimes, those things are very different. Somebody sitting in a miserable, horrific job in a horrible company for no other reason that they need to earn that salary and they're not getting another job, I can respect that. I respect it because you've sat down and you've said, this is what you have to do, that you're not giving up, that you're not leaving, that you're not doing that, and you sit and you fight all those battles and you become an internal warrior of resilience. I get that as well. I understand it. But somebody else says, this is not working for me anymore because this is not life. I'm leaving. And I'm thinking of the kinds of people that I'm going to bring you. You're going to be blown. And I'm leaving and I'm going to reconstruct this life and I'm going to be doing it very, very differently. And I'm going to bounce and I'm going to keep on bouncing and I'm going to keep on, you know, going down this path, which, by the way, none of these routes are easy. The one of staying, the one of leaving, none of those routes are easy, but we're going to be talking to stayers and leavers. We're going to be talking to people who are doing both, who create something else whilst they're in something and then transition into it. So we're really going to have the most fantastic conversations, I believe, with really, really interesting people. You'll also note that I don't choose just popular people. I really wait to find and connect with meaningful people who are ready to share their stories. What I'm not going to publish is having a conversation with somebody who's not ready to tell not all of it, what's and all, but most of it, so that it's worth my time, your time, to listen and to learn and to grow. So authenticity, really important. And no judgment either. So there's no sense of that this person did this or this person did that. I try to keep judgment out of it because you weren't there and I wasn't there. But this happened and this is how this person sees it, because there are probably three ways to all stories and all conversations. And there'll be people who've got good things to say about some people and there'll be people who have bad things to say about those people. But in return, there's some good things being said about you and there's some bad things being said about you. So for me, it's a non-judgment space. It's conversations. It's really getting to let people let us know how they see it and how they believe it. When they lie down at night, what do they think about? What bothers them? How do they perceive the journeys that they've undertaken? So I think we're really going to have an awesome time having these conversations.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.